We're not going to count Jack on this list of Islamic terrorists yet. Yeah, we're just not going to count that arson in Germany. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And sadly, we've got a couple terrorism stories to begin with. The first is good because the Islamic terrorist was caught in Istanbul. We've taken a Bible tour of Turkey. We spent 3 weeks there, retracing the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. And there was so much to learn about the New Testament and the Old Testament, in fact, in Turkey. But, of course, Turkey is overwhelmingly Muslim today. And, you know, ISIS wants to kill mostly Shiite Muslims who they think are causing Islam to be impure. They're apostates, they think, and they have to die to purge Islam. That's part of ISIS beliefs. So, of course, Islamic terror, the primary target, the primary victims of Islamic terror are Muslims, with so many being slaughtered on a daily basis. And now there are over 30,000 lethal terrorist attacks since 9/11. Since the Muslim terrorists attacked America, September 11th, 2001. Since that day, there have been 30,146 terrorist attacks where they killed people. Lethal terrorist attacks. And if you want the list of all of those attacks, if you want the list of all of them, 30,146, just go to our website, kgov.com, which, by the way, we have a beautiful, redesigned, new kgov.com. Go to kgov.com and add /terror or /terrorism, and you'll see right at the top the 30,000 number, and tragically you could see, if you want, click on that link, and you could see all of the attacks since 9/11, over 30,000 attacks, and many followers of the Quran are being slaughtered daily by Islamic terrorists with very little intervention from Barack Obama, who has spoken about his Muslim faith. I mean, I know that's weird, because most Muslims don't claim to be Christian, and Obama does claim to be Christian. But at any rate, he's set to leave office on Friday, and so we'll find out whether or not America will use her might to save these Muslims. We'll find out. But the good news in Istanbul, the city that's on two continents, part of Istanbul is in Europe, and the other part of it is in Asia, and it's split by the Bosphorus, you know, that strait of water that runs from, what is it, the Black Sea down, so you get toward the Mediterranean, the Aegean Sea and all. Well, oh, and by the way, I know this is a rabbit trail, but we always speak about God being the creator and the Bible being his word and an accurate history of the world. And so our favorite scientist, Dr. Walt Brown, made a prediction that under the Bosphorus, you get this now? We've been on the Bosphorus, our Bible tour of Turkey. What a great time we had. But under the Bosphorus, scientists would find a deep, scoured-out channel carved through solid rock. Imagine making a prediction like that. And that prediction has been confirmed. Since Walt Brown published that in writing, in his book, in the beginning, scientists have now confirmed that beneath the Bosphorus is a deep channel scoured out through solid rock. Now, how could Walt possibly make that prediction? Is that a weird prediction or what? Well, because when you understand the history of the world, not only geopolitically and religiously, scientifically, but geologically, because the Bible tells us how God created the earth And then it explains the cataclysm, the global judgment of the flood. And one other piece, if you understand the mechanism of the flood, you could make predictions about the surface of the earth, about things we haven't yet actually seen with our eyes or our instruments. And so Walt Brown has made many predictions, many of which have been confirmed already, and that's one. And in our global flood video in the hydroplate theory, we have an image. We went to Istanbul and to the Blue Mosque and Hagia Sophia, this church. It's so amazing. The Blue Mosque in Istanbul is one of the largest mosques in the world. And it had so many minarets around it when they planned to build the mosque that it was going to be more grand than the mosque in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia. So they funded building an additional minaret in Mecca for that mosque so that they could build the Blue Mosque in Istanbul the way they wanted to build it. So we've been inside that mosque, and it's huge. And you walk out the front door of that mosque, and you walk about, what, 2.5, 3 blocks, and you go right into the Christian church known as Hagia Sophia, right? Saint Sophia, Sophia being personification of wisdom. And the Blue Mosque could basically fit inside of Hagia Sophia. It could basically fit inside of that Christian cathedral. But that Christian building was constructed 1,000 years before the Blue Mosque. How's that? 1,000 years before. And you could pretty much fit the Blue Mosque inside of the Christian church. So they took over the Muslims in Turkey. They took over Hagia Sophia. And they said, well, we're taking it from you Christians, but we won't use it for religious purposes. You know, if you made it into a mosque, it would upstage the Blue Mosque that the Muslims made. So we won't do that. We're going to use it for a museum. But little by little, they've been putting up their Arabic signs, symbols, and sort of like if you go to the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount, and you go in there and you see all these Islamic sayings and these round poster boards, sort of looks like that. And so increasingly, they're using Hagia Sophia as a place of religious activity in Istanbul. So at any rate, back on New Year's Eve, another horrific, lethal Islamic terrorist attack when a member of ISIS murdered 39 people at a nightclub, injured many more, and now just yesterday he was caught. Thankfully, he was caught. He's been on the run hiding there in Istanbul. So he is from Uzbekistan, and he was caught as part of, in a house, and as part of an ISIS terror cell there in Istanbul. It's taken a few weeks, obviously, from January 1st, when the manhunt began, until January 16th, yesterday. But his name is Masharipov. He's 34 years old. He was trained in Afghanistan as a terrorist. Imagine that. You go to terrorism school. He's a full-time terrorist. He was. He's already confessed to carrying out the attack, the jihad, Allahu Akbar, and murdering those 39 people, injuring so many others. And the police said that the evidence they already have, and part of how they caught him, it is very clear that his attack was carried out on behalf of ISIS. And they call it the Daesh terrorist group. So people will refer, obviously, to groups and countries and everything by different names. But one of the motivations of not calling ISIS ISIS is because the name is embarrassing to someone. So there in Turkey, it's a Muslim country. What is it, 98% Muslim? So the Islamic State It's embarrassing if you're Islamic and the world's number one terrorist group is called the Islamic State. And ISIS is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. So they'd rather call it Daesh, right? And in Europe, where liberals have downplayed, and they've even said, in fact, the European Union, they have put it in paper, a report. You could read the report at our website, kgov.com/terror. They said, we need to make sure that the media downplays any connection between these attacks and any Islamic motivation. They said, we need to promote other motivations, other explanations, and even when the terrorist says that he's doing it for Islam, even then we need to pursue other motivations. So that's the denial that the left is in, right? And why does the left, why do they have a soft spot in their heart for Muslims? I mean, there are many Muslims who would behead many liberals. And we're talking about not like six or seven in some fringe cell, but there are millions of Muslims, and I'm not exaggerating, there are millions of Muslims who would behead millions of liberals. So why is it that liberals have such a soft spot in their heart for Muslims and even for Islamic terrorists? Why? And it's because the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and because Muslims, especially the ones who are most fundamental regarding the Quran, because they despise infidels, i.e. Christians and Jews, well, then a lot of liberals despise Christians and Jews. They despise the nation of Israel. They hate that there's a Jewish state. And so the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And since the terrorists want to drive Israel into the sea, the Holocaust wasn't enough, you know. And since they hate Christians, especially Christians who would dare to be evangelical and share the gospel, which is against the law, right, in a number of Islamic countries and regions, then our liberals have a soft spot in their heart for them, because they too hate Israel as a nation state, and they hate Christians, especially evangelical Christians. It's so funny when liberals take a fit over Trump saying mean things about Muslims. And all you have to ask is, well, do you say mean things about Christians? I mean, it's so, nobody has to answer the question. It's just hysterically ironic. So at any rate, this terrorist, the police say, clear evidence that he carried out this attack on behalf of the Daesh terrorist group. So a lot of members of Islam would rather call it Daesh than ISIS, or ICE is the Islamic State. Bill Clinton made that famous before anyone else. He said it depends on what the definition of IS is. Remember that? And so, by the way, Obama doesn't like to call it ISIS. Does he ever call it ISIS? He never does. Because ISIS is Iraq and Syria. What are two of the top 10 countries where Obama has been a catastrophic failure? Iraq and Syria. So he doesn't want people to think about Syria. So he prefers ISIL, which is of the Levant. The L in ISIL is Levant. So the Levant, because Americans, you know, don't know where the Levant is, obviously. And that's sort of like that part of the Middle East, except not Iraq, just a little bit of Iraq. And the other countries around there, Syria, Jordan, Israel, that area. But it's weird, too, that Obama would use the abbreviation that referred to Levant, because isn't Obama hypersensitive to insults and any kind of ethnic insults? And Levant in English That means like when a loser runs away from his debts, he levants. We don't use that word anymore, but okay. So anyway, the police say we know he's a member of ISIS. After the attack, he went back home where his wife was, and of his children there, he took his four-year-old son with him, left his wife and his other kids, and basically went out on the run. He was in hiding. Why would he take his four-year-old son? Well, as a prop, right? Because Islamic terrorists, most famously in Lebanon by Hezbollah, they famously hide behind women and children. So terrorists, Islamic terrorists, will hide behind children, even their own children. So this Marishapov, undoubtedly, he brought his four-year-old son along on the run to use as a prop, like a distraction, so that, you know, if people see, well, here's some guy and he's with this kid, he's probably not one of the terrorists. Probably not a terrorist. He's walking around with his kid, a little kid. But he was endangering his own son because, of course, if the police zero in on him as they have, there could have been a firefight. He could have had his son killed, but that wouldn't have affected him all that much anyway. Because, you know, God sent his son to die for us. And Muhammad tells his followers to send their children to kill for him and to commit suicide, jihad. And these jihadis, they think they'll get, they say they'll get 72 virgins, right, when they kill themselves. So a few questions you might ask. One is, what's the gender? That's one question that comes to mind. Many of these terrorists are a bunch of perverts anyway. And so many of them dress like women. You want to see that? Just go to our website, kgov.com/terror. You can see all the cross-dressing Islamic terrorists. Yeah, they get arrested with mascara on and a burqa and the whole bit. And also, it when a woman jihadist kills herself shouting Allahu Akbar, what does she get? And here, most people have no idea what the female suicide bombers, Muslims, get. And we did the research. We found out exactly what they get. And Muhammad told them if they kill themselves in jihad, they get to opt out of the virgin program. They don't have to be one of the 72 in paradise. So when Osama bin Laden was killed, of course, he opens his eyes and there he is in hell. And the first thing he says is, Muhammad, is that you? And sure enough, it was. But at any rate, the police in Istanbul, when they arrested this Islamic murderer, he was caught with four other people, including one guy, and they're part of this terrorist cell. Four other people, and they're from five countries. So the five of them are from five different countries. They're all Muslims. And obviously, apparently, they're all terrorists. In the house, they had $200,000 in cash. That's a lot of money for professional terrorists. I mean, obviously, it pays well, right? So there was one man who was from Iraq and three women, one from Egypt, one from Senegal, and one from Somalia. And back, 10 days ago or so, before that, the police raided a house in Istanbul looking for this murderer, and they didn't find him, but they found his wife. And his wife said, I know nothing. Yeah, I learned about the attack from TV. I didn't know that my husband was a Daesh terrorist, ISIS. She said, I didn't know he was a sympathizer. So is she lying like so many others? right? So many, even like so many Muslims, is she lying? So that's, sad to say that's the good report, because here this Muslim is captured and hopefully they'll get intelligence out of him. So to win the war on terror, the leftists, the liberals, and if you go to our website, kgov.com/terror, it's just, it's got to be one of the most important articles on terror and what this whole phase in history is. It's just recurrent, because Muslim terrorism is common since when? How far do you go back? I guess since about the time of Muhammad. You go back about then. And the generation after Muhammad, the Muslims, that's when they started killing one another. So it didn't take long for Muslims to start to kill one another. And I think, if I recall, Muhammad was asked, of all the Muslims who will ever be, which generation will be the best? And he said, the current one, from hereafter, they'll keep getting worse. That was interesting, because by the second generation, they were already killing one another, which has been pretty much consistent. So, and for ISIS, they're Sunnis. And so, by the way, the night of the attack, this Sunni Muslim, Masharipov, he got in a taxi after the attack. And he went to a part of Istanbul where there's Uyghur restaurants, Uyghur people, a small population that's an ethnic group. And they're, in Turkey and further to the east, Asia. And they used to be Buddhist, but today they're mostly Muslims, Sunni Muslims. And so at least this group, by the way, when he got out of the taxi, he said to the people who were sitting there outside of the restaurant, which, very common, of course, he said to the people there, pay the taxi. And he left. And so that's been reported in the media. So I assume they paid the taxi. So you think that maybe they knew this guy. You just think. And so the owner of that Uyghur restaurant said he has no connection. He has no idea who this guy is. His patrons have no idea who he is. They just paid for his taxi, which they do all the time over there. Not really. But anyway, so the Muslims, the Sunnis, who are extreme, and when you do surveys of how many Muslims are extremists, how many would behead people and so on, you come up with many tens of millions of Muslims are fringe. How could that be? If you have many tens of millions, how could you be fringe? But the media tells us it's fringe. So tens of millions of Muslims agree with this insanity of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other versions. But, that's worse than John Calvin. Remember John Calvin murdered that guy, Michael Servetus, in Geneva back in the 1500s, going on 500 years ago now, because of theological differences. A lot of Calvinists today, it's really weird. They'll defend even that. It's just a great tragedy. So at any rate, that's the one story. The other story is from Germany, and what a devastating tragedy, where a German court, an appeals court in Germany, has upheld a lower court ruling about three Muslims who attacked a synagogue there in Germany, and their names were, one guy's Ismail, and the other two, I forget, Muhammad. The other two were named Muhammad. And they made Molotov cocktails. They threw them out the synagogue. They caused about $1,000 worth of damage. Thankfully, there was a young teenage boy nearby who saw what had happened, and so the fire did just that much damage. It didn't destroy the whole place, which was good because the Nazis destroyed the synagogue in this city in Germany called Wuppertal back on Kristallnacht in 1938. So the Germans had already destroyed that synagogue of that city. Now one was rebuilt, and this German court ruled that this was a minor offense because it's not anti-Semitism. It was more of an act of free speech to protest Israel's policy in the Middle East. And so many, not only Jews, but many were horrified by this. So it went to an appellate court, and the appellate court in Germany now has upheld the lower court ruling, which is horrific. If I were of Jewish descent in Germany, this would be a major motivator for me to move my family out of Germany and come to the U.S. or go to Israel. Major motivator. Because this appellate court said it's not racist, it's not anti-Semitism, and so they upheld the punishment of the lower court, which was a suspended sentence. And they viewed it pretty much like free speech. You know, it reminds me of fake news story from 20 years ago about the ACLU defends protesters' right to burn down ACLU headquarters. Remember that fake news story? ACLU defends protesters' right to burn down ACLU headquarters. This reminds me of that fake news story. Like we're approaching that. Because the ACLU, they would tend to take these Muslims' side. I mean, sure, they might say it was a crime. But the ACLU official policy here in America on child pornography is that it's not a crime to distribute child pornography. It's free speech. I debated that with the Colorado head of the ACLU. We got a video. Bob debates the ACLU. You could get it from our store. So at any rate, horror in Germany, and thankfully another Muslim terrorist arrested in Turkey. May God bless you. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. Hey, have you seen Real Science Radio's video, Evidence Against the Big Bang? It's available on DVD, Blu-ray, or download. Our goal is for millions more to be able to answer correctly and with confidence the number one most important question, where do we come from? Evidence Against the Big Bang is available at our website, rsr.org. Just click on the store or by calling us at 1-800-8-ENYART or 1-800-836-9278.